Hi, Dr. Carley.
Hello, Sally. As always, I'm honored to be on with you. In my opinion, your show is the only Walk the Talk show on internet radio.
Well, that's because you're no longer hosting your own show, but I will allow you to interview me for the second half of this show because I have a lot to say about my meeting with Representative Bill Posey. Okay,
yeah.
So would you like to embark by reading your letter to the U.S. Senate, which also stands as a scientific exemption to vaccination, Dr. Carley?
Certainly I would. Okay, here
Thank
goes.
You.
I was qualified as an expert in vaccine-induced diseases on March 10th of 2003 in New York Family Court. The following information from medical sources reveals the truth about vaccination, which actually creates disease. This information was included in my response to the CDC's Public Health Protection Research Guide, dated 2006 through 2015, which I submitted to the CDC on January 15, 2006. As stated in Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine, which is the book that all medical students study when they're learning about internal medicine in medical school, in the sixth edition on page 943, it says, and I quote, "Rarely is prevention of infection per se considered to be an important goal of vaccination. In fact, asymptomatic infection after vaccine can serve to enhance and prolong the immune response. Many viruses persist in host tissue for months or years without causing overt disease. A flare-up of these latent infections may be induced by trauma, intercurrent disease, decline in antibody titers, or unknown stimuli. Latency is promoted by the presence of antibody or other viral inhibitors that prevent extensive cell-to-cell spread of virus. If antibody is withdrawn, viral multiplication often resumes with concomitant cellular necrosis. That means cell death. In addition, on page 975 of that same textbook, regarding the polio vaccine, it is stated that vaccine, and I quote, vaccine virus multiplies in the intestinal tract and remains at this site. Live vaccine virus spreads and infects contacts of vaccinated individuals. This polio vaccine, in the presence of epidemic poliomyelitis, may lead to replacement of the wild paralytic strain by the strain in the vaccine. Additionally, the January 1, 2000 vaccine information statement put out by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, National Immunization Program states, and I quote, that the oral polio vaccine actually causes polio. This vaccination is actually inoculation with disease and does not prevent disease. Also, in the information put out by Merck Sharp and Dohme, which is a subsidiary of Merck and Company, it is stated, and once again I quote, the MMR2 has not been evaluated for carcinogenic or mutagenic potential, and that's the ability to cause mutations, which can actually be passed on if they occur, or potential to impair fertility. And mumps vaccine virus has been shown to infect the placenta and fetus. Therefore, it is self-evident that the vaccine strain of virus is also capable of inducing adverse fetal effects. Also, it is not known whether measles or mumps vaccine virus is secreted in human breast milk. Then it is stated that safety and effectiveness of measles vaccine in infants below the age of 6 months have not been established, nor has the safety and effectiveness of mumps and rubella vaccine in infants less than 12 months of age been established. Why not? Adverse reactions then listed include, but are not limited to, the following: syncope, which is fainting, headache, dizziness, diarrhea, vomiting, pancreatitis, peritonitis, which is inflammation of the salivary glands in your cheeks. You end up looking like a chipmunk. Diabetes mellitus, thrombocytopenia, which is decreased platelets, anaphylactic reaction, which is where you have such a severe allergic reaction that it can actually lead to death, bronchial spasm, arthritis, encephalitis, which is infection of the brain and spinal cord, subacute sclerosing panencephalitis, Stevens-Johnson syndrome, which is where your skin sloughs off, deafness, retinitis, and optic neuritis, which can lead to blindness, epididymitis and orchitis, which can lead to infertility in men. Death was not reported in Finland between 1982 to 1993, which, of course, does not mean death did not happen. Lastly, on HLN, the headline news network, in January of 91, TV journalist Cheryl Atkinson reported that CDC employee Dr. Zimmerman admitted that vaccines do cause autism. Reportedly, Zimmerman was fired from the CDC after this public disclosure. Dr. Carley knew that autism is actually subacute sclerosing panencephalitis caused by the MMR vaccine after reading the symptoms of subacute sclerosing panencephalitis in Harrison's while I was in medical school. Evidently, the name was changed to protect the terrorists using weapons of mass destruction on humanity. Over and out.